I'm going to let you hear in our next hour from the president himself on that. That is just absolutely bizarre. And I'll tell you, if that's what they honestly believe, that the greatest threat to our national security is global warming, they are nutso. All the problems we have, all the nuclear players that are out there, a global warming is not the issue. Trust me, it's not. Stay where you are. Coming up, we'll get a chance to visit with Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, and we'll find out about the challenges that she and her ward too face in the months and years to come. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Don't forget, Chris Farrell will join us from Judicial Watch, the Director of Investigations and Research. They're really doing some great stuff. We'll talk about that and more coming up, right?
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
As we come out of this pandemic, businesses need help. At the Vegas Chamber, we've partnered with Workforce Connections to make this happen.
These business hubs can help you find qualified candidates, build an effective hiring process, explore training options, and connect you to funding resources.
These resources are real and available to all businesses in Las Vegas.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Republicans say they're nearing a compromise now with the Democrats on an infrastructure bill that could pass the Senate. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Five Republicans and five Democrats are part of a group of 10 senators trying to hammer out a compromise that invests just over $1 trillion in infrastructure. That's only a fraction of the $4-plus trillion President Biden and the Democrats would like to spend. It would help pay for the spending through a hike in the gasoline tax. Senator Susan Collins of Maine calls it a tentative agreement. Now both groups face the daunting task of selling the compromise to their own party members and the White House. Bob Agnew reporting.
In Great Britain, where the G7 summit is about to begin, President Biden calling on global leaders to join him in sharing vaccines with struggling nations around the world. He's promising the United States will donate 500 million doses. Also at townhall.com, leaders of the United States and Britain have agreed to an updated Atlantic Charter. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has details.
During talks in the English seaside town of Carbis Bay, President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed a document that reaffirms and updates the Atlantic Charter signed by Franklin D. Roosevelt and Winston Churchill 80 years ago. The president said the new charter speaks to the challenges of this century.
Cybersecurity, emerging technologies, global health, and climate change.
In the document, the two leaders vowed to defend their country's enduring values against challenges old and new. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Biden administration has exempted most employers from long-awaited rules for protecting workers from the coronavirus. Move has angered some labor advocates who have spent more than a year lobbying for the protections. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada Supreme Court today denied Las Vegas Councilman Stavros Anthony's bid to force a new election after a razor-thin defeat to Ross Miller for a Clark County Commission seat in November. Anthony's campaign argued that state law requires a new election if one is deemed to be, quote, unquote, prevented. The state's high court agreed with the lower court ruling that it wasn't prevented. Anthony lost by just 15 votes in a race where 139 discrepancies were identified. The widow of the late Sheldon Adelson has been appointed the executor of the former Las Vegas Sands CEO's estate. Dr. Miriam Adelson became that on June 3rd, putting her in control of more than 52% of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation stock, currently valued at some $22 billion. Despite the windy conditions, enjoy the sub-triple-digit days we're experiencing right now, because the National Weather Service's next week will bring some of the hottest days of the year, possibly reaching as high as 117, which would tie the record set in 2017. The Golden Knights look to close out the best of seven series with Colorado tonight at 6 p.m. at T-Mobile. If they lose, Game 7 will be in Colorado on Saturday.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, looking up for a crash is consuming the two right lanes. They're working on those lanes right now as crews are on scene. But your bumper-to-bumper 15 north, that's before Owens, and your bumper-to-bumper all the way back to Flamingo there on Interstate 15 northbound. Also, slow flow is 15 southbound at Charleston.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local as we inch ever closer to the weekend. Always good to have on Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. She joins us, and I know you've been following the news today that Stavros Anthony loses his case in the state Supreme Court and will not be seated on the Clark County Commission. You've been following that story, I know, for many, many months now. A good man, a good public servant, will be denied an opportunity to serve on the Clark County Commission. But do you get a feeling that he's not done with public service?
I have that feeling. I haven't had a chance to read the decision, but I am extremely disappointed that there won't be a re-election because there's absolutely no way to know who really won.
Yeah, and the, you know, the registrar of voters said as much to the Clark County Commission. Don't understand it. Don't get it. I want to ask you about what's going on in Ward 2 because we just opened up our Southern Nevada area. And now we're not wearing masks for the most part. We have been freed up from a lot of the emergency declarations by the governor. Tell me what's going on in Ward 2 right now.
I got to tell you, the restaurants are packed. You can't even get into them. It's amazing how much people want to be out and about. All of our city facilities are open, our pools, our community centers, our senior centers. You look around, wouldn't even imagine that we were completely closed a year ago.
Yeah, it is amazing, and there is a pent-up hunger to just get out, to just get out amongst people and see people you haven't seen in a year or 14 or 15 months. That's incredible.
Right, and tourists are flocking back to Las Vegas. We had the World of Concrete, our first large post-COVID trade show that just wrapped up today. I mean, people just want to be out and socializing and with each other. And again, it's hard to even remember what was going on a year ago.
You know what's important to me is to look back because this coming out that we've had just in the last, gosh, well, since the 1st of June, but even before that, when things started to loosen up a little bit, we went to 80% and all. The fact is that people want this, but more and more people, I think, realize it should have happened a long time earlier than it did.
Right, and as we've been saying all along, let the businesses, let people decide. Businesses knew how to social distance. Some businesses were open. You look back and you say, I think that people should have had that choice.
The economic impact on Ward 2, I mean, do you have businesses that did not survive the pandemic?
They did not. And I'll tell you, it really is near and dear to my heart because we do a small business filming that comes out weekly, our Small Business Saturdays, and there were so many that when we started putting them back on social media because we had to take that hiatus because they weren't open. So many of them we couldn't film because they were no longer there. That is what broke my heart.
Let me ask you just a kind of a hardball politics question. We've got two candidates, three now. I just had a chance to visit with our good friend, our mutual friend, Eddie Hamilton. But we've got, two legitimate candidates, Joe Lombardo and John Lee. Do you think there will be a line around the block to run against Steve Sisolak? Because Sisolak made so many mistakes.
Well, I do think there'll be a line around the block, both, in all parties. I mean, I think people felt that we should have allowed businesses to make those decisions. I think we saw a lot of problems with Jeter. I do think there's going to be a line around the block, as there should be. People want good leadership. Leadership, when you have a pandemic, that is when you need to show true leadership.
Anybody out there that you'd like to see step up and step out against Steve Sisolak?
I think we have some really good candidates that are stepping up at this time.
Anybody you'd like to mention specifically?
Well, not at this time, but my endorsement will come out.
Wow. Ooh. There will be an endorsement? And does
yes,
that mean does
be.
That does that mean it won't be you?
I love you, Kevin. No, I really believe that we have a couple of very good candidates. I really do. And I'm so happy that we do, that we have good candidates running, and I will make a decision, and my endorsement will be out there very soon.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. One of the things I admire most about you is that you get your hands dirty. You're out there with the people, and like your Saturday small business deal. I think that's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and maybe the genesis of it?
Well, I love this program so much, and obviously everybody else does too, because it's become very popular. For any small business in Ward 2, has to be in Ward 2, all they have to do is call us, email us. I'm out there. My staff will make an appointment, and I'll come out and film them. It's a conversation about their business. It's not a script. And, in fact, I love doing it. So we have everything from dry cleaners. We just opened a bridal shop because it was so needed in Las Vegas. You know, most people were telling me they have to go to Los Angeles to find a bridal gown because we have so far and few between. But people get to know these small businesses that we feature, and it's fun. It's fun, and people find out that there's businesses right in their part of the world, right in their corner, that they didn't even know about. And now it's become so popular that we have films all the way through the summer of weekly businesses coming out, and we continue to get people calling us. Let me give the phone number, 702-229-2420, and Ward 2 at LasVegasNevada.gov. This is probably the most important part of my job, is to make sure that we support local business, and we make sure that we do everything to help them, not stifle them, to be successful, because they're the bread and butter of our city, and they are people who work hard to grow their business. And so this is just so fun for me. I love my job.
I know you do. Victoria Seaman joining us, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. I want to talk about schools, because one of the things that you've been a real champion for, both in the Assembly and on the City Council, is our schools. Can you talk a little bit about how far we have fallen? I know we've just injected $500 million into the school system, the Clark County CCSD, and you know, the legislature just dumped $500 million into our schools. Is there a point at which we have to hold the schools accountable? Jesus Jara, the teachers, the administrators, the board of trustees.
The unions. Yeah, absolutely we do. And we also have to hold accountable legislators. As you know, when I was in the assembly back in 2015, we were last in education. We passed the largest tax hike, not me, but we as a legislature passed the largest tax hike in Nevada history, and we're still last. So if you don't get by now that throwing more money, you know, after bad is going to get us anywhere, and I think the other tragedy besides the money that's thrown at education when nothing really changes is that we never passed school choice. These would help low-income families more than anyone else to have their kids go to a school of their choice. The other tragedy is what happened during the pandemic, where teachers would not show up and teach these kids, and we have kept them out of school for a year. We're going to suffer for it. We were last then, we're last now, so obviously throwing more money is not, after that, is not going to work. So when legislators start stepping up and deciding that it's time for another program like School Choice, which we know works, then we're going to continue to be last. It is tragic.
I'm just curious, how long do we give the schools? You know, for instance, you know, we kicked in money in 2015 and 2017, and now another $500 million just kicked in just in the last couple of weeks. I'm just curious, when should we expect to, well, At what point should we be able to hold them accountable and say, okay, yeah, have you made the needle move? No, you haven't. Okay, you're out of here. When do we start doing that?
Well, the voters should be holding them accountable now in every single election. It's not about money. It's about real reform. And our children should be back in school by September, fully back in school. I just think, Kevin, until they make it about reform, until they start caring about the children, it's not going to change.
And can I ask you, as somebody that's in public service and you, it matters a lot to you what happens in our schools, how do we get people to pay more? Because I'm going to tell you, most people don't know who their school board member is, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know who mine is. I don't. I should, but I don't. And I guess my question is, at what point do people rise up and say and actually demand more from their board of trustees?
Well, and that's why elections matter, and people should pay attention all the way to the very end of the ballot, which is usually where school board is. And I have to say, people across the country are starting to pay attention. They're starting to pay attention about what they're teaching in schools, about them not opening schools, and about the level of education. So I do think that elections matter, and we have to educate the public as how important these elections are and what's happening to their children.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how we proceed. Obviously, the summer is here. What happens on the city council? You guys take time off, or what happens during the summer?
We didn't even take time off during the pandemic. We're a full-time council, and even if people do, well, some, you know, it's supposedly a part-time job. It's not a part-time job for me. I work full-time, round the clock. My staff is amazing, and we're on any issue that comes forth to our office. Again, we love our community, we love our city, and we do all we can do for this city. And, you know, we're working all the time, round the clock.
Can you give out that phone number again if folks live in Ward 2 and they want to reach out to you?
If you live in Ward 2, you have an issue or concern, or you want to be on our Small Business Saturday, please call us at 702-229-2420 or email us at ward2@lasvegasnevada.gov. We really want to help, and we're here for anybody who has an issue. And if they're not in our ward, Kevin, we just find out who the right council member or state legislator they need to talk to.
I love that. Victoria, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, and she does. She loves her job. I mean, can you tell? I mean, just when she starts talking about her Small Business Saturday program, which is an amazing, amazing thing. And small businesses are the biggest employers out there. Did you know that? Yeah. More than the big Fortune 500 companies? Nah, it's small business. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear Mark Levin, who was on Fox last night with Hannity. There was an Inspector General's report that has proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that fake news media lied, not once, not twice, not just on one issue, but repeatedly has lied to the American people. And it's, you know, how we can ever believe the fake news media again, I don't know. Let's go to Cut 5, though. This is Mark Levin last night on Fox News Channel.
The media spent 2 or 3 weeks lying about Donald Trump. You know, what should we expect, really, from the American media? It's not the media. It's the Democrat Party. These people are dressed up as journalists. That's all it is, whether it's CNN or MSNBC. You saw Chuck Todd, who has an IQ of about a fifth grader. He can't decide what kind of haircut the guy wants. Donald Trump is the most abused president in American history. Now, let's see what happens here. I have the report. They said protests began in and around Lafayette Park on May 29th, May 30th of 2020. The United States Park Police and U.S. Secret Service established a unified command. 49 U.S. Park Police were injured. And by the way, over 50 Secret Service were injured. The president and his family had to be taken to the nuclear bunker. They had to clear the way out to get in non-climbing fences. You had a historic church that was burned, and these clowns, including Todd and his network, talk about a mostly peaceful protest. There's your insurrection, baby. There's your incitement for an insurrection, baby. Now, should we be surprised at the media in this country? No. You got to remember that during the Holocaust, led by the New York Times, they covered up the Holocaust. So, of course, they're going to lie about what took place in Lafayette Park. Now, let's go down memory lane. Joe